USA News, I'm Corey Myers. More than 200,000 customers without power in Florida as Hurricane Idalia slammed into the state. Just after 9 a.m. Eastern, PowerOutage.us reported there were a little over 232,000 homes and businesses suffering power outages. In a press conference this morning, Governor DeSantis said 5,500 National Guardsmen have been activated and 30,000 linemen are ready to address power outages. DeSantis said they anticipate a lot of downed trees and power lines and urged wherever you are, hunker down and do not take anything for granted. The storm, along with the full moon, really creating a storm surge in some places, maybe even 10 feet high. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says storm surges will continue there.
Things aren't going to get better here in Tampa until about 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Some people did not evacuate, but Rob Heron, the public information officer for Hillsborough County, says they're ready for that.
We have doubled down our normal crew during a shift, so we have several hundred firefighters that are ready to respond from the stations.
Red Cross spokesman Jonathan McNamara saying the Red Cross has been on the ground preparing for Idalia's arrival. The Biden administration announcing yesterday that it's sending Ukraine $250 million in military aid to help the country's forces fight to drive out Russian troops that invaded a year and a half ago. The package includes equipment to clear Russian minefields that have stalled Ukraine's counteroffensive. The South Carolina Supreme Court says it will not reconsider a recent decision upholding the state's fetal heartbeat law. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes, it
is. For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The National Zoo is set to reopen today after having to be evacuated on Tuesday following a reported bomb threat. Police say the zoo was cleared as a precautionary measure yesterday morning. Nothing of a hazardous nature was found. Stargazers may get to see a rare full super blue moon tonight, the second of two August supermoons. This one will be the closest full moon to the Earth's surface at just over 222,000 miles away, according to Earth Sky. The moon should rise just before 8 p.m. Eastern, with the blue moon at its brightest around 9:30. David Bloom, who was once given the nickname the Wall Street Whiz Kid, is accused of scamming people in Los Angeles County. L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon says Bloom is a career criminal.
He's been preying on victims, vulnerable people, all of his life, and he came to L.A. to do the same thing here.
The 59-year-old was charged on Tuesday with 9 felony counts of securities fraud and 9 counts of grand theft. Prosecutors say Bloom scammed 9 L.A. County residents out of almost $250,000 total. He allegedly promised to make people rich by selling them stocks he didn't actually own. Bloom was previously convicted of fraud and served prison time after committing similar crimes in New York in the 80s and 90s. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10, plus 2 times O-Rewards points. See your O'Reilly Auto Parts store for details or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.